You're listening to lgradio.online. Welcome to In a Lifetime, and this is episode 5 of our series celebrating the work of Elton John. Let's get going with a track which features a vocal performance Elton recorded whilst lying on his back in a studio in France. And this is another gem from the album we were enjoying in our last episode. This classic is from the album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Welcome along for more delving into one of the most extraordinary catalogues in popular music. That song was from the October 1973 release we looked at in our last episode, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And just a few months later, in January of 1974, Elton had spent 9 days before he had to head off for yet another tour of Japan recording his next album, which would contain yet more songs that would go on to no doubt outlive all of us. With the previous 3 studio albums all recorded in France, this time it was off to Colorado to record before heading off to the East. On the album Caribou, you'll find the song Grimsby, which sounds like a distant musical cousin of Crocodile Rock. And there's also Stinker, which serves as another reminder of the hours spent playing the blues in clubs up and down the country in his formative musical years. And on that song, Elton's vocal styling is more reminiscent of early Van Morrison blues recordings, which is probably not that surprising, considering they both grew up drenched in blues and rhythm and blues. The album's opening track features a blistering tenor sax solo from the great Lenny Pickett, as well as a lesson in horn section playing and arranging from the ever-perfect Tower of Power horns. Thrown in for good measure on backing vocals is Elton's old friend and the subject of another of our current In a Lifetime series here on lgradio.online, the wonderful Dusty Springfield. Here's the opening track, which features the rhythm section grind and grit of a classic Creedence Clearwater hit like Proud Mary.
Stick on a Saturday night. I convinced the bed that you're so
Bitch is back. Now, before we get to yet another incredible chart-topping ballad, which has become another complete and utter classic, I'd like to share something on here that's rarely heard. I've certainly never heard it on the radio, and it highlights that the Elton Burnie partnership was, well, it was a lot more than perfectly executed ballads and tongue-in-cheek romps like The Bitch Is Back. Throughout the albums, there is both musicianship and songwriting on a completely different level. If this next song had sat amongst the bleakness of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska alongside the likes of Johnny 99, it would not seem out of place, and we'd be hailing it as another moment of Springsteen genius. The reality is that the lyrical and compositional blend with Elton's gut-wrenching and understated delivery is a stunning, time-stopping moment of a song dealing with a truly shocking subject, which perhaps holds even more relevance in today's ridiculous and murderous world.
An extremely quiet child, they call you in your school report. He's always taken interest in the subjects that he's taught. So what was it that brought the squad car screaming up your drive? To notify your parents of the manner in which you died. At St. Patrick's every Sunday, Father Fletcher heard you sing. He's unconcerned with competition. He never cares to win. But a bloodstained young hand that never held a gun. And his parents never thought of him as their troubled son. Said, remember, Mama said, dig in, dig in, grow up straight and true blue, run along to bed. In a downtown bar, screaming for a priest. Some gook said his brains just snapped. Then someone called the police. You'd knife a Negro waiter who had tried to calm you down. Still on the ground. Promising to hurt no one, providing they were still. A young man tried to make a break. With tear-filled eyes you killed. That gun butt felt so smooth and warm, cradled in your palm. Oh, your childhood cried out in your head, they mean to do you harm. Don't ever ride on the devil's knee, Mama said. Remember, Mama said, dig in, dig in, pay your penance, well, my child, feel where angels tread. Hear it,
Caesiana with a gun. I'd gone berserk in Queens. The area had been sealed off, the kids sent home from school. Fourteen people lying dead in a bar they call the Kicking Mule. Oh, they plead to your sanity for the sake of those inside. Throw out your gun, walk out slow, just keep your hands held high. But they punch you full of rifle shells as you step out the door. Death like a marionette on the vengeance of the Lord. You've slept too long in silence, Mama said.
Remember, Mama said, dig in, dig in. Crazy boy, you'll only wind up with strange notions in your head.
Amazing. Just sitting here listening to that song confirms why I wanted to start LGRadio.online, because so many of the artists we are familiar with have so many songs that we're not. Van Morrison touched upon this in his In Conversation show that we have available. The frustration songwriters sometimes feel when people are only seemingly aware of a small proportion of all the songs they've written is palpable. Maybe because among the truly great art, like the recording we just heard, are songs like this next one. Just because they're more popular with perhaps easier lyrics to sing along to than a mass shooting doesn't make them any less pieces of art. Incidentally, Dusty Springfield, along with Cat Stevens, was also booked to perform backing vocals on this one as well. But the Beach Boys' Bruce Johnson, who arranged many of the BV sessions for Elton's recordings, said that when he got all the singers in the same room, they were just all in awe of each other and were all a little embarrassed. So he ended up using other singers. Once again, this one features perfect accompaniment from the nucleus of Nigel Olsen, Dee Murray and David Johnson, who were joined, as usual, by Elton's favourite and vital percussionist, Ray Cooper. I guess it's fair to say this one worked out quite well.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. Too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. But you misread my meaning. Yes.
see me once and see the way I feel. Don't discard me just because you think I mean you harm. But these cuts
from Elton's 1974 several million selling album Caribou, bringing this edition of In a Lifetime to a close. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, details of all our shows are on the website lgradio.online. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.